Can he hear the music?
Yes.
Oh, she can hear it. Does it just, like, get you just, like, ready to go?
Like, totally pumped.
Like, Polly E just gets up in the air.
Oh, Jersey Shore action?
Yeah. That's a yeah. T-shirt flash. Alright! Welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. And shout out to Senjin Boychuk for that incredible intro outro music. You find him everywhere on the socials. And shout out to today's guest, Miss Lindy Lou Who, a.k.a. Mrs. Yellow.
That's me.
What's going on?
Well, it seems like it's been forever since you've been trying to get me on here, so here I am.
Yeah, I've asked you a few times, and you know, like, yes. Every time I ask someone to come on, and they're like, oh, man, sorry it's taken so long, or sorry we haven't gotten this. Hey, the podcasting game is a game of cat and mouse. It happens when it happens.
It is.
And usually if it doesn't happen now, it happens later on down the line for a much better reason, right? You know,
exactly.
Like, maybe the full story or whatever's happening to you hasn't happened yet, and it's a conversation piece that we can't just not have on, you know?
Well, and I'm a busy person.
You're busy. I'm busy. Everyone's busy. You're a mom.
That is a fact.
You work
I'm
away.
A mom.
You don't really
I
work
do.
Away. You're home every night, but like you're
almost.
Almost? Oh, you
it's hit and miss. Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Good for you.
Not very often anymore, but yeah.
Good for you. This is why this is the center like piece of the conversation, I guess. Like it's May. You know, well,
technically
right now it's the end of April, but like, we're not talking about that. April's gone.
Semantics.
This is like this is like May and Mother's Day is in May. And we're chatting with all the blue collar moms that are like slaying in on the job site in motherhood. You're a wife. Although like that haircut might suggest you might be the male of the relationship. Hey,
well, yeah, I don't know.
Scotty doesn't even have any hair. He's got a little more than I do.
Fair, yeah.
A little bit. So how you been?
I'm good. Good. Busy. Good. Like crazy busy. Baseball season started, so we're on the diamonds 5 nights a week. And
hell yeah. Hell yeah. You gonna get Double D out there this year? I don't know.
Like, I'm not playing that much this year. I've got both the little guys on the field this year. So that's
hell
four
yeah.
nights a week in itself. Like, it's busy. Coaching. So that's a lot.
Good for you. Like, I know you love playing and you love the sport and whatnot. And like, you know, that's got to be hard for you to watch other people play, right? You know, like, I know when I, it's like watching other people work. It's like, man, like you're doing it wrong. Like, you know,
you
like,
watch other people work every day though. Like you sit around and watch them work every day.
Hey, someone's got to do it, right?
It's, you know, it's a tough job, but you're right. Someone's got to do it.
Hold on. Let me put my phone on do not disturb here. We're putting it on do not disturb. And my mom just messaged me and I don't want that to be a thing. There we go.
Hey, but it's
sorry, Mom.
Hey, it's Mother's Day month, and of course your mom would
message
you.
It's true, but it's not Mother's Day, so we can't be talking
no,
just
that's
yet.
True.
Right? Like
that's
I gotta
true.
Save all my best talking. Like I can't have her that exhausted with me before the big day. You know, like if I talk to her too much before Mother's Day, she might block my call on the actual day.
That's fair. I feel like my mom would do that too.
My mom definitely would. Now she would. She loves me. I'm her. I can't even say that because my older brother listens. I was gonna say I was her. I'm her oldest child. Like the other guy doesn't exist at all, right? But like he.
I can honestly say I'm my mom's favorite daughter because I'm the only one. So
there you go. So. You know, Mother's Day, blue collar wives and moms and yada yada yada. Like you do that. You know, you do that thing. You're a safety person, right?
I am a safety person. I'm a safety person and a dispatcher and all those things all in one. And
We've managed to keep the safety people out of here for the most part, except for safety girl Tanya. She's been on, but like, I guess
Safety Girl Tanya is awesome. I love her.
she's a pretty amazing woman, that's for sure. You know, we try, we have a little rivalry going, her and I, and I love it. You know, like it's
I love
we
it.
nothing's happened in the last like I think she did one of my videos, stitched one of my videos like recently, but like we haven't really hung out that much lately. She hasn't been up this way in like a month or so. So next time she's up this way, we gotta hang out again. But like, you
Oh, for
know,
sure.
I love it when she comes up this way and we can get together and make some good content, keep that banter going back and forth.
Oh,
She's an
for
interesting
sure.
gal for sure.
Well, I mean, if you've seen any
So
of my
how did
videos, you
you
know
get
I love a good TikTok banter.
Oh, you and Warren are just like you guys, and you get banned for it sometimes. Like they just the
Oh
TikTok
yeah, we
just can't
both
handle
do.
it. They just can't hang with it.
The funny thing is Warren and I've been friends, like in real life, we've been friends for 30 years.
I love that.
So
I gotta get Warren on the podcast at some point. Like we've been working.
yes.
I've asked him once, and he said yeah. But like he's been really busy. And then like it's just half the time when I do a podcast, like you and I, we scheduled like yesterday,
Yeah, we did.
right?
It's got to be,
And
and that's the thing. To get me, you've got to be like, and it's got to just fit. Because otherwise, I'm so freaking
yeah.
busy.
Well, for the most part, when I ask someone to come on, right, and I'm like, well, when are you free? And I'm like, well, this day, that day. I'm like, 20 minutes from now, you good? Right? And like, because I'm on call 24/7, I never know my schedule, and I'm
Same.
so busy. It's like, if I schedule, and this happened a couple of times on this podcast, actually a couple of times with a couple of guests who were a little irritated at me a little bit, but like they would schedule like a week or two out, and then like I don't know what I'm doing, right? That in a week or two from that day, right? I don't even know what I'm doing 24 hours from now. So, we'd schedule, and then this one person, they messaged me. They're like, "Hey, are we still doing this podcast tonight?" And I'm like, "Oh shit, I just recorded one with someone else because they were available right then and there, and my mind slipped, right?" And like, "Hey, you know what? Why don't we do this while I'm at home, right? Like, I'm gonna be home on these days. I can schedule it while I'm at home, no problem, right? I'm at home, I have that time. But when I'm on the road, I can't. It's impossible."
For sure. But you're busy when you're at home too. Those little
Oh,
frostlings, they keep you jumping.
the Frostlings, man. And I'm pretty sure one of them, like the older Frostling, she's going through early, I don't know if I can say, like she's aging quickly. She's maturing very quickly. And I don't want to say it because then it's weird saying it. She's got a really big attitude lately.
Yeah.
When she gets hangry, we all feel it. She is mouthy. She is growing quick. I don't know how to word this. I don't know how to word this.
It
She
sounds
is
like you just
becoming
talked
a
about
young
me. I
lady.
get hangry. I have a big attitude and a big mouth. And
Yeah. Oh yeah, you do. She I don't know how to word it, but she is growing into a young lady way too quick for me. You know what I mean? And like I just got to go home today for well, I went actually last night. I booked her out late last night, and I hit the highway, and I had to be in the airport this morning to pick up some coworkers. I volunteered for it so I could go home for a night. I just need to go home. I was just like, I just need to be home. All right, so I went home for the night. I saw the kids for a little bit, gave the wife some kisses. I gave her some frosted kisses,
Important,
and then like
absolutely.
I got to go to the airport, and then I had to pick up one guy, and then there was like a 5.5 hour wait in between picking up the other one. So I'm like, you take the truck, drop me off at home, and then you go do something else and pick me up before you go. So I went back home, and we watched Fallout for a little bit, hung out with the kids, took them to the park, and got back and had to come back here. So
Right on.
yeah, hell yeah. So how long you been in the oil field for?
Oh, off and on most of my adult life. I left the oil field for a little while. Just when the kids were smaller, I needed something that was a little more stable. The bottom had just fallen out of the oil field, everything had kind of crashed, and that was the perfect opportunity for me to kind of step into that mom role a little bit more. Because what a lot of people don't realize, I have kids in every age group. I've got an adult son. He's 22. He's a pilot, which is terrifying. And then I've got an almost 13-year-old and an almost 8-year-old. So,
and they're half Asian.
Only one is half Asian. And apparently, I learned this yesterday. He is just like me. One of my friends said, made the comment. Yeah, seriously, one of my friends makes this comment. They're like, oh, he looks so sweet and innocent. And then he opens his mouth and you're like, ah, there's Lindy.
There it is. Yeah. There it is. So,
yeah. And my oldest is just like me too.
So when you made that decision to, you know, leave the field and go be a mom, was that kind of difficult to do? Because, you know, the field, like, once that gets in your blood, you know, like once you get that in your,
and that's why I went back. It's weird that the whole transitioning from, you know, oil field worker gone all the time to now all of a sudden I'm home and I've got these kids and I didn't know what to do with myself. I felt lost for a long time there, just trying to find my way.
Yeah, I bet. So what did you do in that meantime? Like, did you stay home, or like, did you like find something in town?
I stayed home, and then I was a paralegal for quite a while.
Nice. So like Scotty was trying to like have an argument with you or some shit. You're just like, you want the truth, you can't handle the truth, right? Like,
no, I just look at him and say, meh, I'm taller, and walk away.
Hey, shout out to those Asian boys. I love that guy. I fucking love Scotty, man. Like, hey, and hey, let's put this, let's sprinkle this on there a little bit. You are from where Uncle Hack is from. Like, you know,
yes. I don't personally, Scotty does, because I'm not from here. Like, I'm an import to here. But Scotty knows him and knows him quite well.
Yeah.
Actually, there was one night a couple years ago, you were live with Uncle Hack and Scotty hijacked my phone.
Yeah, that was last fall. Yeah. I was in Dawson Creek.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's been quite the winter for Uncle Hack, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, sure has.
Oh shit!
But it's one of those things. Guy. If there, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Really?
No, not at all. Him and I were talking about it as it was happening. I'm like, man, does she realize that she's helping you? And he's like, man, it's mind blowing. Like, I don't understand what I have to do to like. I've told her, I'm like, hey, all you're doing is helping me, and like. It's just mind blowing. Like, dude, you're on the news now, right? Like,
well, he made the national news with it. And I got asked a lot about it too, like what my thoughts on it were. I'm like, you know, we've all been there. I mean, I'm on my third TikTok account now. I got banned twice.
Oof. I thought you were going to get banned for being racist back in the day.
Oh, right. Making off-color comments, just hacking on each other. But it turns out it's politics. That's the fastest way to get banned on TikTok. So if you notice, I don't talk politics anymore. I don't talk politics. I don't talk religion. I don't talk anything remotely controversial.
Well, politics was like, yeah, it was a good way to get banned, but it was also a good way to grow really fast too, right?
It was. Because I grew that first account, the very first account I had, I grew it to 80,000 followers really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. And the other guy, you know, there was another guy who had like half a million at one point in time, right? And like, it was mind blowing. Like, how fast, like, you know, they people come in, they follow, they're like, yeah, politics, I'm following. Not all of them are good followers, though. They're not there to support you. They're there to watch you burn. We've talked about
exactly.
This, right? They're there to watch you burn. Anybody that hits that follow button and you're controversial, they're not there because they like you. They're there because
they're there for the drama. Simple as that. And there's a lot of creators on TikTok, I find, that the things they say on TikTok aren't necessarily who they are as people. It's the shock value, right? It's shock and awe.
You know who's a really good example of that? Someone I'm having on the podcast in June. We've already talked about it. I was live with him the other day. Jacob Voss, Voss Vlogs.
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect example of that.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
I do. Like, I forgot about that guy. I used to watch his lives at like 3 a.m. and just die laughing.
Oh, he's still
the things that he would get away with saying. I know, but the things he gets away with saying. And to be fair, I'm not awake at 3 a.m. because I leave for work at 4. Like, well, 5. Yeah. I'm up at 4. So
yeah,
it's crazy.
I was live with him the other day and he's like, man, I see you come in here a lot. I used to see you come in here a lot back in the day too. And I'm like, man, I came in to laugh. Right? Like I saw.
But his content has changed.
Oh, it has. It's changed a lot. He was talking about how, like, you know, people believe anything. He's like, oh, I would attack Albertans. I live in Edmonton. He's like, yeah, I would attack the oil and gas. I grew up in Saudi Arabia. My mom was a single mom for a while, and she worked in oil and gas. And I'm like, oh, shit, man. Like, I knew all that about you, right? But, like, fucking just incredible. Just incredible. Like, I've had to explain it to people over the last little while a lot. I'm like, you see content creators and they say something ridiculous. They don't necessarily believe that or like think that way. They're just saying because that's what works for them. Right.
Well, and I used to do that. I would sit there and I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to pick a fight on the internet today. Let's post this video. And I had hundreds of them saved in my drafts for just what I felt like picking a fight on the internet. And I never got engaged in the comments. I never got so wrapped up in it that a comment would just throw me right off and make me mad. I always looked at it. You and I've had this conversation. For a long time, I would just comment back, thanks for the boost to the algorithm. Thanks for the views. You know, thanks. Because there's a lot of people out there that are literally just internet trolls. I've been an internet troll.
Chris Barber calls himself the world's biggest internet troll. You know, like that's,
I can see it.
That's what's hilarious about it, right? And he is. I love it.
He is. I love his content.
My favorite thing now is like I'm monetized on Instagram and Facebook, right? So one of my favorite things is when people comment like on my work videos and they're like, oh, you're a slave, a wage slave, or you're abandoning your children. Oh, you're letting your boss take advantage of you, yada, yada, yada. And this is why we don't want to work. And I'm just like, bro, like you can call me all these names you want. You can make fun of me all you want to, but literally, I just trapped you into this conversation, and when I won't say that to the end. But like, I'll keep engaging. Like, you're butthurt. You're so butthurt. I'm making you comment back. Oh, this guy's fighting for his life in the comments. What a loser! And I'm like, bro, no, that's not what's happening here. I don't care if I'm losing in the comment section. My bank account's winning. What the fuck do I care?
Well, exactly. And what they don't realize is every time they open that video to comment back.
Yeah,
that's another view to the video. And if that video plays 5 times while they're angrily typing, that's 5 more views.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I'm just like, you know what, you guys? Like, thank you. I said this a couple months ago or a month ago. I had a video on Facebook. I dropped a troll comment in the comment section. And then it started a little argument. And I walked away. And a couple hours later, I come back. It was like probably like 12 hours later, I come back and there's like hundreds of comments. The video made me $300 in like 12 hours because these guys couldn't handle, like they couldn't just keep their opinions to themselves. They felt the need to express their view and their opinion. And when I see that shit on the internet, when I'm scrolling and if I see something, sometimes I'll go to type and I'm like, no, back up. I'm not falling for this, and I leave. I just chuckle and I leave. I'm like, man, you guys don't understand how the internet works. I'm leaving.
But you know, and we're all guilty of it. Like, you see somebody stitch somebody else's video, and it's like they're going to argue about something. You're going to go check out that other video to see what started this whole thing.
Yep.
And sometimes you've gone like down 10 different videos to get to the start of it, and you've gone right down a rabbit hole, and it's ridiculous.
I can't use the word victim, but I've been like involved in that. And like when a video was made about me, I just ignored it. I'm like, oh, because I know what's going to happen. If I make a video about that one, they're sending traffic to me and I'm sending traffic back and we're just gonna ping pong that shit back and forth like that. And I'm like, I'm not gonna,
exactly.
Why would I do that?
I don't do that anymore.
I'm a bigger creator than this person. I'm not going to feed them more followers or potential.
Do you
followers.
Know what's you know, funny?
I'm just gonna leave it alone.
I was thinking about this the other day. I was actually thinking about this yesterday when you sent me the text about coming on the podcast. You and I have been friends since we both hit 1,000 followers. On my first account, you pushed me to 1,000. I was at like 994 and you gave that push to get me to 1,000. And then I came into your live that day with you and Drew Skanes.
Yep.
And that was probably the most inappropriate live I've ever been part of to this day. I thought I was going to witness a murder.
No. So, like, yeah. And if you think about it, if you want to go back to the beginning, we've been creating content now for 4 years.
Yeah. That's 4 years.
It's been 4 years of this shit. And, you know, like, I've slowed down a little bit this year. Like, I'm focusing on the podcast. I'm also learning to... Hey, don't dump all your time into the internet either, right? Like, I'm focusing on the podcast. I'm focusing on sleep now. Like, I was really sleep deprived. I sleep deprived the shit out of myself for 3 of these years.
Yeah, you did.
Right? Like,
you did.
Yeah, I did. And I went hard, right? And
but it gave us all something to do during COVID.
Absolutely, it did. And after COVID too, right? And like, you know, it's a lot of fun. I'm still having a lot of fun. I'm banking videos a little bit now. It's like, all right, I'll make that later. I don't need to put out 2-3 videos today. And if I don't have a video to put out today at all, I'm not putting one out. I'd rather put out quality over quantity now.
That's I'm going to put too. Out a really good video out...
once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's better serving. And see, I don't post every day. Sometimes I'll go weeks without posting because I'm busy. I'm busy with the kids and I never, ever, ever post my kids on social media. Like my Facebook. Yeah. Because my Facebook is locked up tight. You can't even search me on Facebook. So I post my kids there, but I'm really, because I got doxxed, like my house was put on TikTok. I don't post my kids where people can see them because I'm a mom first and I am very protective of my kids and my family and my peace.
Yeah, that's huge. I've put my kids on there a little bit more in the last like few months to a year. I've made some videos with them. My kids are getting good at lip syncing, so like I'm taking advantage of that.
Yeah, right? They are. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it. This is awesome. I've been waiting years for this. Right, like when I first started, they couldn't do it. Last year, they couldn't do it. The year before that, and now my kids are like my daughter. I'm like, huh? I wonder if
she is on point.
See, yeah, both of them are not bad at it.
And I find like now that, so my oldest son, obviously he's on TikTok because everybody is on TikTok. Yeah. And now my middle son is on TikTok. So I'm very careful what I post now because I don't want that phone call from my oldest son going, Mom, are you serious right now? Like, did you really just say that? And I used to get that from him all the time. Like, Mom, stop picking fights on the internet. Like, Mom, you're 5'2". You're not 6'4". Shut up.
Yeah, and not only was your house put on there, wasn't your like work put on there? Someone like
found
out you worked, and they like the internet's a wild place, man. Like people can find out whatever they want about whoever they want.
My license plate on my vehicle. It was
man,
wild.
It sucks sometimes.
It does. You know, the internet is what you make of it, and so I took a social media reset and I was gone from TikTok for over a year. I didn't even have an account. I took a break. I was done. And then I came back cause I missed my friends, but I've always said if TikTok ended tomorrow, it wouldn't be the end of the world for me because every person that I interact with, I have their phone number or I have their Snapchat or we're friends on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. And so it wouldn't be the end of the world. And the rest of them, I mean, they don't know me well enough to have a problem with me.
Exactly. Well, I'm like they do. But yeah, no, it's wild, you know, like the amount of times like, you know, some beef went down, right? And it wasn't, you know, someone else's beef, someone else's issue. And I'd see it before you would, and I'd call you. I'm like, Lindy, you need to ignore this. This is what happened. You need to ignore this. I know you're going to see it. You need to ignore it. Like, stop. Just stop, drop, and roll. You know, like, think about it for a minute. Like, ignore it.
And the then best you go piece see of it. Advice.
Sometimes you couldn't do it, and sometimes you but could.
The best piece of advice.
There's times where you could.
Yeah. But the best piece of advice I ever got was from you about that stuff. Go ahead and make the video, but save it in your drafts for a day. And go back and watch it. And if you still feel that same way the next day, then post the video.
Hell yeah.
And so at one point I had like 300 drafts and I'm like, why am I saving these? This isn't serving me. It's making me angry. It's making me into a person I didn't ever, because I'm not an angry person.
Yeah.
So I got rid of all the toxicity from the app and came back a second time. And I'm having way more fun now putting out mediocre at best content. But I'm having fun.
Yeah, I can tell the difference between when you left to take your break and when you came back. Like, you were very angry, Lindy, when you left, right? You were just like this fucking built up rage and shit. Like, shit was eating at you, right? You left, and like, I noticed when you came back, like, you know, the only beefs you're in are with Warren, right? And
yeah, well, he started it.
Hey, and also, fuck the flames, right?
Okay. See, now you're trying to get me angry and get me into a fight. But so here, I'm going to explain this to you how this works, okay? So the Calgary Flames, as we all know, are not built for the playoffs. And that's okay. Richard.
Yeah. You see that? You see, what is that? What is that right there? I don't know if you can see it.
Toilet paper. Anyone? It's toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
That's
what
that is. It's very expensive toilet paper.
What about this one? This one here.
So, Richard, as a Leafs fan, I know you understand my heartbreak here.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
And it works. So my theory is Calgary's not a playoff team, and that's okay because baseball season has started. And I'm a diehard Boston Red Sox fan. And as of the last couple of years, they're not built for October. So by then, hockey season started again. So I don't focus on the playoffs anymore.
The last two seasons, have the Flames been built for any kind of hockey?
No.
Like, it wasn't Daryl Sutter's fault, was it?
No, it wasn't. Sutter was the fall guy. It is what it is.
Absolutely. But hey, go Bo Sox, I guess. I don't really watch baseball.
Absolutely.
It's 4 hours of my life. I'll never get back.
You know what? I'll tell you why you don't like baseball. It's because it's a thinking person sport. Like, you have to really focus on it. And no, I mean this in the nicest possible way. It's you have ADHD. I'm sure of it.
Probably.
And so, yeah, it's not a thinking, it's not just a sport that you can just watch and be like, there's a lot of.
Do you know, like, there is something to back up your claim about the ADHD thing? And it's this podcast and how it's been, like, sort of brought out, delivered. You know, there's no rhyme or, well, there's a rhyme and reason, but like, there's no plan. There's no agenda, right? It's just like, hey, let's get on there and talk. I've tried to plan it before. It doesn't work well, right? Like, I've tried and it just falls apart on me because there's too much going on up here that I got to store. And it's like, all right, where are we at here in the time thing, right? And it's like, no. Let's just have a free-flowing conversation. And what comes out, you know? And we've managed to have some really good conversations. And so, you know, it's, and I mean, you know.
We've had a lot of really good conversations over the years. Because like I said, we've been friends on this app from pretty much from day one.
Hell yeah.
Like, it's been a lot. It's been a hell of a ride. Actually, hang on. I need to show you something.
Oh, boy. Hopefully it's not going to get us.
I moved it. I moved it. Now I don't remember where I put it. I still have a Camp 10 hat.
Oh, man. I don't even know where my camp. Maybe it's up there. I think the camp.
I have a white and pink one that Casey made for me. Special because it was white and pink. And camp she cussed 10. At me a little because trying to find white hats was really hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have a black gold one. And I have a black gold shirt somewhere over here somewhere. But I still push that stuff a little bit, but like Casey's been really, really busy, and you know, like if I really want to like swarm her and fuck her day right up, I'll just we just got a giant order of stickers in, and she's like, please don't post that yet. I gotta fill some other orders first. Please don't post that, and because like the stickers they go like quick, right? She's like, don't post that until I'm done, and then you can post it. Like it's summer, like almost summer. It's spring. It's hot outside. Fire season's coming up. We're in fire season. Beaters are back. It's dick beater season.
It is dick beater season.
It's dick beater season. So
funny story. So back to the ADHD, because I have severe ADHD. You're trying to keep me focused on anything for more than a minute, especially at this time of night when my meds have worn off. It's a little hard.
Oh, yeah.
But, so this fall, we were on the hunt for drivers, and I had mentioned it on TikTok quite a few times. Like, I couldn't find drivers, and I was starting to get frustrated. So we hired one, and I love this kid. I adore him. He is so good. And we're talking one day, and I had my Yeti cup sitting on my desk, and he flips it around, and he goes, Dick Frost. I used to work with him.
Who is that?
His name is Sean. He's just a baby. He's 25, 26. He worked up there with you guys for a little while.
Like, he worked here?
Yeah.
Sean. I'm trying to think of who that might be. I don't know who that is. What's his last name?
Yeah. I'm not going to say it on here.
Tell me off.
I'll tell you after. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Really good kid, though. Super good kid.
Sean.
I'm like, he knew you and Denny and of course, the infamous Drew.
Fuck. You gotta tell me this afterwards.
I will.
Yeah, because this I is, will. Yeah, we'll figure this out.
I call him my little rookie, and he's a good kid.
No, I love that. I've been driving a lot more lately, the, like, vac trucks. I mean, you know.
Did they finally put the blocks on the pedals?
Perfect. I sit right at the dash, so if I ever get into an accident, my face is hitting the window.
Oh, for sure.
You know, but I'm learning the shift pattern a lot, and you know, I stalled the trucks a few times, right? I'm having trouble shifting down, but the other day I did pretty decent. But like, good. You know, I'm just driving around the yard and on the lease roads and shit like that, just driving around. And I'm in the next couple weeks or so, I'm going for my air brakes. You know, I'm
nice.
You know, this swamper life sucks. You know, like
it does.
I love it. I love it because you know it suits my personality a bit. You know, just getting right fucking messy and shit. But like, it doesn't suit what my bank account should be. So
no, because you've been doing it for a long time. Like, you'd make twice as much money as you do now if you had a 3 or a 1.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and I train all the new drivers that come through, like how to do all this shit. I just can't train them how to drive, but I train them how to run the vac, right? Mm-hmm. Everything else, and like it sucks training a guy who makes $10 to $15 more an hour than you.
It does.
It does, and they all. Seem
I'm surprised it's taken this long for you to do it, though. I mean, really, because you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it a lot lately, and a lot over the last year, I guess, but like. I don't know. I didn't necessarily know if I wanted to be like in the backside of things anymore. I've been trying to get out. I applied for a crane operator apprenticeship. So we're waiting to hear back from that too. But
that'd be good.
Still at that though, I need my class 103, right? For the smaller cranes, it's a class 3. The bigger cranes is class 1. But they train you on automatics, right? So a little different. So I've been working towards that a little bit, and you know, we're gonna figure something out. Either way, if I don't end up doing that, I'm gonna be here and I'm gonna make as much money as I can, I guess.
You never know; you might end up working for me one day.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that.
I don't think we could.
We might get in trouble.
We
would make some videos for sure. You know, we would make some, you know, Dick Frost versus the safety lady videos for sure.
We'd fight. Well, and also, like, I'm trying to get my company to introduce a new policy that I'm a big fan of. It's called Fist Fight a Coworker Friday. Third Friday of every month, you're just able to just fist fight a coworker with no repercussions.
You might be able to sell this if you call it Fisting a Coworker Friday. If you know, take out the fighting part, just call it Fisting a Coworker Friday.
No, I don't think that would work either.
It's Fisting Fridays. Welcome.
Fisting Friday. Yeah, I think I'd be calling in sick every third Friday or whatever Friday we were doing it.
Oh hell, if it's fisting involved, I'm there every Friday. I'm down.
Oh yeah, you would be down. You'd be
Hell
down.
yeah. Hell
yeah, me not so much. No.
So,
No.
we stay a little bit. When did you
We
decide it was
did.
time to get back in the oil field? Like, when did you decide, like, hey, you know what? Like, my kids are old enough, you know, like, maybe they can handle this.
I
Maybe
don't know
I can
that
handle this. Let's jump in.
So, oh geez, Kai would have been, so my youngest was just going into kindergarten, and I thought, you know, like now is probably the best time to do it because he's going to be in school. And I was lucky, this position kind of fell into my lap where I'm not gone a lot. I am gone like from time to time, a couple days here and there, and then back, and you know, a couple days here and there. It's not really a big deal. So I start stupid early in the morning, and I work my ass off all day, and then I can usually be home shortly after the kids get home from school. I work from home, you know, a couple hours in the evenings, and the on call makes it tough because I'm on
Yeah.
call all the time.
You're the dispatcher, right? Dispatch has got the dispatch phone. When it rings, you gotta answer.
You got to answer it. And nobody told Southern Alberta this year about breakup. So we're super
Breakup
busy.
doesn't exist. Breakup hasn't
It's
really
a myth.
existed up here for a while, you know.
Yeah, it's a myth, I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah. It hasn't really been muddy. We're watering we're doing dust control on the roads during breakup.
We got way more moisture down here than you guys did, but we didn't get hit with it until beginning of March, and then it just wouldn't stop.
Yeah. It's raining right now. Not really nearly enough as it needs to. It might rain tomorrow a little bit, but then there's no rain in the foreseeable future, you know, and it's
No.
already drier than a popcorn fart out there. Peace River was on fire last week. You know, there was that pipeline explosion out near Hinton. There was, you know, shit, man, like Fox Creeks, the trees around here only got a 50% burn last year. Like,
Yeah, I
you
know, it's
know, it's
crazy.
dry,
Well, even down
dry.
here, so like I live in the heart of corn country, right? And everything here is irrigation, and the irrigation farmers are only getting like a quarter of the water that they did last year because it's
Yeah.
so dry.
Well, I read an article the other day that said Alberta and Saskatchewan, parts of BC, have been outspending their water issues for the last couple of decades, like the last 20 years, right? We have been outspending their the drought, really, to keep it from, you know, what's happening. And right now, the crows, the chickens are coming home to roost. You can't outspend what's
Yeah.
happening right now, right?
No.
The lakes down south in southern Alberta, they're dry. They're
Yep.
actually like the water level. I can't remember the Oldman River, I think it's called. The Oldman River, like
The Old Man River, yep.
the Old Man River, they're only able to measure 20 inches. Anything below that, they can't measure. It's far below that. They don't even know how bad it is. They just know that it's
Yeah.
bad, right? And you know, you go around here and you know, you can see where the water used to come up to. It don't come up that far, you know,
No,
and we
hasn't in
didn't
years
have any
here.
snowpack. Yeah.
No, there's no snowpack in the mountains. It's scary this year.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
really concerned.
Yeah, there's talk about, mitigating shower usage in like Edmonton and Calgary, you know, keep your showers to a minimum. Try not to have one every day. I have one twice a day. So, you know, try not to have one
Yeah,
every
I don't
day.
want to be friends with those people.
Yeah, no. And then, you know,
No.
of course, fracking and drilling. Like, how are you going to mitigate that? How are you going to tell them
Yeah.
how, like, how do they use less water, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, and like this year, it down here, I don't know, I've got two fracks on the go right now and three drilling rigs, and
Yeah.
so I see it. The one frack, they've run water line, I think you said 48 kilometers. Because they can't get tanker trucks. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
That's insane. It's pretty crazy how long, how the distances they run those water lines, right? Like
That's
sometimes it's
pretty
like, hey,
cool.
where's the frack? I don't know. Follow that water line over there. You'll eventually get
Pretty
to the
much.
frack. And sometimes it
Follow the
goes
line.
for a while, man. Like,
Yep. Yep, it's
yeah, that's
wild. But
crazy.
it's cool.
That's cr
It's cool.
So,
Go ahead.
Kai was in kindergarten, and you were just like, hey, you know what? Like, mama's going back to work. I'm gonna go make more money than my Asian over here, my boy.
Yeah, I mean, it just worked out. And then this job kind of fell into my lap with a really great company. It's been around forever and ever and ever. So it just kind of fell in my lap and it's just gone from there. I've been with them now for 3 years and so it's good.
Good for you.
Yeah, I love it.
Good
My
stuff.
kids are my kids
So,
ask me about it all the time.
how does Scotty feel knowing that the missus makes more money than he does?
I don't know that I make more money than he does, but actually, I know I don't make more money than he does.
Ah, shit. You just
Yeah.
crushed my whole like talking point there.
I know, but you know what? Okay, through COVID, people were weird. They hoarded toilet paper and everybody bought new vehicles.
That
And
is weird.
it is weird. And it's continued to be weird because people keep their vehicles on average for 4 years. We'll do the math on it. So now those vehicles are getting traded in and it's a big thing. And
We just bought a new vehicle.
did you?
Yeah, we got rid of the Jeep. Man, the Jeep was
That thing
way
was
too
it was
small for it.
time.
It was way
It
time.
was
We had it for 7 years,
time.
but it was just
Yeah.
Casey and I. It was great. We're like, look at all this room. Hell, put the back seats down. Let's go to Pound Town in the back seat, right? And it was great. Had one kid, and it was like, all right, you know, we got lots of room still. Like, a little bit less room, but we still got a lot. Had a second kid, couldn't carry another passenger with us. It's like, hey, you know,
No.
like if I was home and my sister was there, I had to ride the trunk, right? And it
Yeah.
was cool. It was
You
cool. I
got
could
when you
figure
have
fuck my
kids, you
phone the whole
gotta
time.
have well, when you have kids, you gotta have that third row SUV, right? I've got a third
Yeah.
row SUV.
Yeah. And so it was like that for like 4 years with two kids. And it was like, all
Yeah.
right. All right. And then so we just traded it in and we got a Mitsubishi Outlander.
Nice.
And let me tell you, mint. Like, it is luxurious compared to the Jeep. Like, we have heated seats.
Okay,
You
but
know,
to be
it.
fair, a Volkswagen is luxurious compared to your Jeep.
Fair enough. That
So
Jeep was a little bit basic.
it was basic. Yeah.
It was basic.
It was a basic white girl. It really was.
It really was. And man, like the Outlander, man, I'm telling you, like, man, like
Oh yeah.
heated seats, third row seating, you put those seats down, fold them in, you got like a pickup truck back there.
Yeah, it's
It's
nice.
got it's fast, it's good on fuel, it's a mom's vehicle, you know, and like without being a soccer
Yeah.
van or a mom's soccer mom van, I don't know how you'd say it, without being one of those, it's not one of those.
See, I have to have a full-size SUV because in the back of mine, there's
Yeah.
four baseball bags plus my coaching bag. It's crazy. And then baseball stuff comes in, the curling stuff goes out because we all curl. It's pretty, we've got somewhere to go every day, it seems like. There's not quite enough hours in the
Fucking
day.
curling, man. Fucking curling. I want my daughter to like one of them to just get interested in curling, just so I could have an excuse to go and watch curling.
Well, I do this thing where I only play sports I'm good at, so I don't curl. I will like twice a year because Jackson bullies me.
Yeah.
So I will curl with him once a year because he does. He bullies me. He got bullied by a 13-year-old. He's bigger than me. But curling's not my jam. But I like to go watch it. I'm not exactly the most graceful person on dry ground, let alone throw me on ice.
You wouldn't be good at
You
hockey
know,
then.
no, what, Richard, look at the size of me.
You are incredibly small, and that's coming from me.
Yeah.
I think we're like the same height, maybe.
You might be like that much taller than me. It's not.
Oh man. I remember like we got together for Clay's barbecue. Are you going to that this year again?
No.
No. I think we might try. We might try to go. I ran into Clay at Ernie O's in Fox Creek here a month ago. And we might try to go down, but I think we're aiming to go to Warren's here in July, end of June. I don't know.
Yes. End of June for first weekend of July. So July long weekend. Yeah.
Long weekend. Yeah. So we're looking at going down, even if it's just for one day, we'll come down, you know, it was fun.
You totally should. Out.
Yeah, of course. You know, and maybe I can get a, on the throne with Dick made like, one of the videos made and, you know, last year
we have never done that.
I know. We're gonna have
to. And we've talked about it 100 times and we've just never done it.
Yeah. I know. I was looking back through them and I saw last year's with Jimmy and Chris Barber in the porta potty.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was the year before. It wasn't last year, it was the year before.
No, it was last summer when Rory broke her arm. It was the year before that.
It was the year before.
Has it been that long already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was right after that.
This summer we moved to Edmonton. Last year we lived in Calgary. Because
it was right after that that I took my break. It was right after Rory broke her arm that I took my break.
Wow. This kid is just starting to go down slides again. Like. Over the last like couple months.
I mean that's got to be some trauma.
Yeah, but you would think that like as soon as you break your arm you wouldn't be climbing on tables wanting to get into trampolines.
No, it never running around like a menace. Slowed her down.
It didn't slow her down one bit.
Force. She is a force of nature. Yeah,
she's a menace. I love it. She is.
I do too. She's adorable.
She right now is being screened for the gifted program at her school, like what the school she'd be going to. So
she must get that from Casey.
Oh, 100%. There's no way she's getting that from me. Penelope's having a hard time reading the. She. That's me. What up?
What up?
What up?
Grade school dropout.
Oh,
well, you know
what?
If it doesn't work out for her, she can always come and be another oil field. Yeah, strong oil field woman. Because there's a lot of us out there.
There's a lot of strong oil field women. And you know what? I'm pumped. Like, you know, this is episode 2 for the month, right? Of May.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking to the mothers, the blue collar mothers. This is episode 2. I have 2 more to do, but I think I might have like 1 or 2 bonus episodes this month because like there's just so many of them. There's so many.
I think you should. And there's so many. There's so many of us. We work hard and then our day doesn't end at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Our day ends at 11 o'clock because now we've got the kids to bed. It's time to make lunches, get the lunches into the fridge, figure what we're having for supper the next day, make sure everybody's backpacks are together and ready to go. So you can catch a couple hours sleep and be out the door to go to work in the morning. Like there's lots of time. I roll into work with one eye open and like coffee cup in my hand and like, here we go.
Oh man, I'd probably crash a truck into a ditch or some shit at that point. You know? But both eyes are open for me when I do that. So.
Yeah, but I'm a good driver. You, you not so much.
No. And you know, we've actually had someone that listens to this podcast, and I don't know where they're from. They were talking. They messaged me somewhere, and they said, "Hey, love listening to the podcast, but it sounds like you shouldn't drive, right? Because we talk about it all the time, right?" And I just
I feel like we've had this conversation before too. And I think I've asked you flat out, where did you get your driver's license? Did it come in the mail? Did you order it from Temu?
Oh shit. No, it came in like a Cracker Jack. But hey, you remember like the General Mills cereal boxes in like the 90s?
Yes.
Roller Coaster Tycoon and like Monopoly. Mm-hmm. That's where I got my driver's license from. And you know what? Like,
shout out
to Roller Coaster Tycoon. Actually, when we're done this, I'm going to play Roller Coaster Tycoon on the Nintendo Switch. Oh man, I can't get enough of that game. It's addicting. I had to go buy a PlayStation 5. I spent $1,200 on a PS5 because I bought a game on the computer a few years ago. It was the Roller Coaster Tycoon successor. It was Planet Coaster, everything Roller Coaster Tycoon could have been or should have been, but like it's not. So whatever, but like this game's amazing. And so I couldn't play it on my laptop because my laptop wasn't good enough. I'd play 5 minutes of it and it crashed my laptop. So then I played this game in 5 minute intervals. I spent $60 on this game and I couldn't play it. So when I found out that it was on the PS5, I went and got like the best PS5 I could think of just to play this game. I'm like, fuck yeah. So I spent another $60 on the game, right? And of course, now it's more because of all the expansion packs that have come out. This was like 2016 I bought this game, right? So like I'm playing this game a lot now. And like so I go home and Casey's playing like Dreamlight Valley or Hogwarts Legacy on there. And I can't even play this game. So like my laptop kept me from playing the game like 8 years ago. And now my wife's keeping me from playing the game now. Like, am I ever going to get to play this thing or what?
No, you're not. So I bought a PS5 for my kids, like when it was the whole big thing. And oh, we can't find them. I got lucky on, like it was December 23rd. I got lucky. I just happened to be at EB Games and they were unloading one. And I, you know what? You're coming home with me. So I got the Mom of the Year award that year for sure. My kids were stoked. I've never been allowed to play it. Wouldn't even know. No. There's a lot of Fortnite battles on PS5. Yeah.
Last summer I was working in North Battleford and Casey mm-hmm. and the girls, they flew out to Ontario and I just happened to have that day off that they left, but like I couldn't get home to see them. So like I'm like, you know what, like do I stay here? I'm like, nah. I'm driving 5 hours home to play Planet Coaster on the PlayStation. I drove 5 hours. Yeah. I drove 5 hours home, had a quick shower, got out. Played Planet Coaster for like 8 hours. I looked at the time and like, well, I'm not going back tonight, right? So I got up super early the next morning and drove 5 hours back to North Battleford and I told just to play PlayStation.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Myself personally, I'm a grown up, so.
Hell yeah. What's the best part about being a mom?
Honestly, all of it. There is
okay.
I was that person. Okay, truth, 100% full disclosure. I was that person that said I never wanted kids. I didn't even like kids. And then my oldest son was born, and he was pretty okay. I kind of liked him. He was cool. my oldest son and I grew up together because I was young when I had him. I was 20, so him and I grew up together. And then having these other two, it's a trip. Like it is an absolute blast. I'm glad I have all boys. I wouldn't have been a very good girl mom. And I already, like, what do you do with them? I don't know. Boys was just, it come easy and natural to me because I'm high energy. I'm into sports. Like, they want to fight and wrestle. I'm going to body slam them into the couch. So all of it's great. I love every second of it. But the best, I think.
What?
Oh, he knows my oldest boy. Like you should hear the conversations we have.
Does your oldest boy know that you didn't want him? That he's a mistake?
So if you go back into my videos, funny story about that. If you go back into my videos from last May, my son, he was away. I'm trying to remember, he was flying somewhere. I don't even know where he was at. Anyways, it doesn't matter. He says, "Mom, I promise you," he says, "your Mother's Day gift's coming. I ordered it on Amazon. It's going to be delivered to your house." I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. Forget about it. Shows up at my door on Mother's Day, and it's a box of condoms with a note that said, from the first consequences of your actions.
I love that.
so we joke about it, but honestly, he's such an amazing kid and I'm really lucky to be his mom. Like he's a pilot for crying out loud. He's 22 years old. He told me when he was 4 years old, "Mom, I'm going to fly planes." And I was like, yeah, right. Cause he also said that he was going to drive a train and he was going to do all these other things, but no, he stuck with it. He said at 4 years old, he wanted to be a pilot and he turned 14, got his private pilot's license. And it's like $85,000 in student debt. And here we are. He's got his full commercial pilot's license. He's off in the big, scary world. So
good for him.
That's yeah, he's a pretty cool kid.
There. Jeez.
Oh, I am so proud of all three of my boys.
Aurora has been telling me at age 4 that she wants to hurt people for a living. So, I mean, like, you're telling me that I should believe her.
maybe be afraid. Well, I mean, hey, hang on. Professional wrestler.
Yeah. We should have, like, the next she China could be, on our hands.
Could have the next China. You could have the next Ronda Rousey.
Oh, like, my God.
All right. I mean, maybe look MMA. At getting her into MMA. Yep.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit, that's it. Yeah.
She's either going to rock somebody and be hooked, or she's going to get rocked and be like, this isn't for me.
We were at West End Mall during the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Championships, and we're up top, and she stops and watches, and she's, like, enthralled by it. She's just, like, watching it. I love this. And she's like, can I do that? I want to hurt some people. And it's like, man, like, you're 4. No. Right? We're gonna put her in something. She's got a lot of energy that she needs to work out. So,
yes, yeah, I can. And maybe well, then
getting rocked by someone bigger might do her some good.
It could. It very well could. Like, I don't know. Being a boy mom is because, yeah, I work a blue collar job. but I'm a pretty pink, girly kind of girl. For the most part. So everybody's like, you know, what are you going to do with boys? I'm a natural boy mom. I love it. Like, nothing they say grosses me out, or I just take it all in stride because boys are gross. They really are. Like, I know more about farts than I ever thought any person should know.
Oh, Aurora and Penelope, they love Aurora. Penelope wanted to get back at Aurora time. She went and took a big old shit. And this is her own words. I just took a big old shit, Dad. I'm like, yeah, you did. And then she, like, we're like, I was wrestling with Aurora in her room, like, not long after that. And I look over, and Aurora saw it the same time I did. She's like, why is there poop on my blanket? Right? And
oh, no.
I look over, and I'm like, Penelope got all excited and decided, like, you know, I'm going to wipe my ass on Aurora's blankets. You know, like. Oh, good for you, kid. Good for you.
That's pretty. That's awesome. Like, also good for her. High five. Like, it's my disgusting. Boys just have battle death matches. It is disgusting. It is. But like, yeah. I said, once you've had 3 boys, nothing surprises you anymore. Like, all 3 of them, all 3 of my boys are very, very different. Like, my oldest son, he is created in my image. He's got a mouth on him just like me, but he's super smart and he works hard and he's just an all-around good kid. Then there's my middle son, who is absolutely brilliant. You ever see the show Little Sheldon?
Yeah,
that's my middle son.
Young
like
Sheldon,
that is
right?
My middle son, young Sheldon. That's my youngest, or my middle son. Absolutely. He's so smart and he's so kind and compassionate and caring and just everything you could ever want your daughters to date. He's just a sweet kid. And then there's my youngest. That kid gives 0 fucks about your feelings, about your safety and your well-being. He don't care. It's like, it is full tilt all about him. He gives a fuck. And away we go.
Casey and I talk about all the time how Penelope would have made a good, like, second kid, right? Like, she just, you know, calm, chill, you know, just maybe number 2, right? Aurora would have been, like, a perfect number 1, right? But, like, it didn't work out that way. So, you know, we're sort of Aurora's an interesting character, and I love it. I love, like, you know, I want her to be, like, badass and, like, you know, independent and take no shit. But when I'm trying to raise her, I'd really like her to not mouth back.
To not be that, yeah.
Shit. Yeah, don't be that when we're trying to raise you. You know, like, save that shit for later on down the line. Be strong, independent, take no shit when I'm not trying to give you shit, right? And, you know, it's really interesting. Out of the 2, though, she loves me the most. Like, Penelope, like, she could care less. She could take me or leave me, right? And that kind of hurts a little bit because, you know, like, that's my firstborn and, like, you know, she never wanted to be left alone with me. She never wanted, because dad was always gone, right? Like, that's all.
Yeah. So dad was a stranger.
No. Aurora.
Yep.
Yeah. I get it. I understand. It kind of
Like, I
hurts a little
get
bit,
it.
right? That, you know,
It does.
I get it. I understand.
I get it because I missed so much of my oldest son's life because I was gone. I was away working. So I missed so much of him growing up that I was pretty bound and determined that I wasn't going to let that happen with the other two. And I mean, every parent makes mistakes. Believe me, I've made my fair share of them. But with having the other two, it was almost like getting a new lease on motherhood. And I focused a lot more on making sure that I didn't miss the big moments and I was there for everything. And when I couldn't be there, I mean, I was on the phone with them, FaceTiming. I hate leaving my kids now. It really, like, I'll go away for work. I have to FaceTime them as soon as I get to the hotel so they can see my hotel room. And like, they have a whole list of hotels that they never want to stay in because it doesn't look like fun.
Yep. My kid's the exact opposite, right? Because Casey brings them when I'm on the road crew. She brings them around and visits a lot, right? So they went on incredible adventures over the last 2 years. Like all they know is like, hey, we just drove 10 hours, but at the end of that, we just saw dad and like better yet, we saw the crew that he works with and the hotels, the pools, the breakfasts, you know, the rooms. It was somewhere other than home, right? And it was they love that shit. But Penelope, Pippa, she
Oh,
it
it's
kind of hurts
okay.
a little bit because, you know, like when I'm talking to her, she'll ignore me for the most part. Like she'll pretend I'm not even there, right? Casey has to be like, "Hey, your dad's talking to you. Hey, your dad's talking to you." And I go hug her. She's getting better with it. She'll give me a hug. She'll give me a kiss. She's like, "I love you, dad." It's like, "Cool. Yeah, we're good. All right." But Aurora, like, she's a daddy's girl, right, through and through.
Yeah,
And
she
I
is.
love that.
She is.
I
See,
love that. And
Pippa and I became like instant friends because we both have pink glasses. Like we were instant, like, and Aurora, she was like, "Are you a Dick Frost fan? I have a name." She didn't care that I had a name. Like, actually, neither of them cared that I had a name. They just cared that I was a Dick Frost fan.
Aurora will go to battle for me any day. Any
Oh
day.
yeah.
Oh
Like
my
she
gosh, she'll go to
has your
battle for the
back.
one she loves. Oh yeah, but she's all about like, is my dad's here when I run through the door. Penelope's getting more excited now, but like Aurora's always been like, "Dad is home," and Penelope could take it or leave it, right? And you know, like I get it, I understand. You know, I sort of did that to myself in the name of taking care of my family. You know, like, and that's just the sacrifices. You know, like. The work away parents gotta
Exactly.
make and understand that, hey, this
And
shit's
we
gonna
do,
happen.
and it sucks, but ultimately it's for the greater good, I guess, because it's keeping clothes on their back, food on the table, a roof over their heads. Is it ideal? Absolutely not. It sucks being away from your kids and your partner for long periods of time. And then there's all the stigmas attached to oil field workers, more specifically women in the oil field. But we're not even going to get into that because I mean, we get branded, we all get painted with the same brush. It sucks, but it is what it is.
We're
We
trying,
all,
and we've
I
tried
mean,
so hard on this podcast to make that so it's not so much. You know, we've talked to a lot of blue collar women, a lot of oil
yeah.
field women, and who, you know, we've tried to, you know, maybe, you know, humanize them and turn that around a bit. You know, like, hey,
I
not
think
all
it's
women are
time.
like that. Of course.
No, and actually, the group of women that are like that is the minority. For the most part,
I've never met
we're there to
any.
go work. I've met a few over the
I
years.
haven't met.
I've met a few.
Oh, maybe I've met
Yes, you
one.
have. Yeah,
We've
you've met
definitely
one.
met one. Yeah,
We've definitely met
we
one.
definitely have. Yeah, I sure have. And it was kind of funny. Yeah, we're not even gonna go there.
No.
No,
No,
we're
but
not even gonna go
that
there.
hit the highlight reels really quick on Facebook. Whew.
Yeah,
Anyways, moving on.
it
And
sure did.
actually,
Sure did.
it wasn't even you and me that come in hot. Out of nowhere, here comes Casey, just boom. I'm getting all these screenshots sent
Well,
to me, and I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Casey didn't mean for it to come off that way either, right? She was
No,
trying
but
to
Casey
stick up for
stood
the
her
person.
ground. I was very
She
proud of
sure
Casey.
did.
She
She
stood
sure
her
did. I
ground.
was very proud of her too. You know, I was very proud of her for that. And, you know, like she might not have meant to say what she said and it came off differently, But when she was attacked for it, when she was attacked for it, she's like, no, 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 no. And the shit that they said to her and the shit that they tried to, no. Nah, it was,
yeah.
That was 2 years ago now, right?
It was. You know what? Again, this was all stuff. This is all stuff that was going on in the background of why I needed to take a social media cleanse, because all of this stuff was happening. And even though it wasn't directly involving me, everybody was bringing it to me like, hey, did you see this? Hey, did you see this? And it takes a toll on your mental health. And finally, there was one day and I had talked to you. You were the last person I talked to before I deactivated my accounts. I said, like, listen, I'm still here. You need me, call me. We were really good. We kept in touch probably better than we do now. Because I just needed really to take a break. I know. Like, his work is hard. And then parenting when you get home is hard. And you got to make sure that there's enough of you to go around for your wife, your kids, work. And same thing with me. I mean, I've got grown-ass human children. That's what I call them at work. It's my job to keep them safe and alive. And then I have tiny humans at home that, again, it's my job to keep them safe and alive. And it's not easy.
I think I want to give myself a pat on the back a little bit for how I handled that whole situation. Because, like, I could have fucking blown it right up. Right?
You did. You definitely took the high road.
I avoided landmines. And I was just like, you know what? Like, you know what, the internet for you guys, maybe just something you're fucking around on. TikTok might be just something you're fucking around on, right? And you're not taking it seriously and you don't care, you know, what's going on. But I've built something and continue to build something here where, you know, like, turned it into a business, you know, like, I've turned it into, like, and I've worked really hard to gain some of the followers that I have that don't want to see. They don't want to open up their FYPs and be dicks in a beef that, you know, unfollow. No. Because I don't want to see that. And, you know, like
back in the day.
Some of these followers that I gained have become friends. So.
Exactly. Like back in the day, the very first reason why I ever started following you in the first place was your whole series of how long is it going to take Terry to kick me out of his office today? Those were my favorite. Those to this day, I still laugh because you'll post it on this day one and I laugh every time. And like, I think when you go on the road crew, you should start a new series called How Long Is It Going to Take Terry to Hang Up on Me Today?
I definitely should. Terry picked me up at my house there last week when I came back to work and Aurora come running outside and was like, hey, Terry, remember when you kicked my dad out of your office? And I'm like, yeah, man, it's been a while since we made one of these videos, bro. And she's like, yeah, no. I'm like, my daughter's only 4 and she still remembers that shit. Like, it's been.
Yeah, they were my favorite. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah, yeah. They were a lot of fun to make. And, you know, like, I think I got probably, I started doing it before I hit 1,000. I definitely did. And you did. I think those videos helped me get to my 1,000. So.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Like I find, so my son, like my middle son, he's now kind of getting immersed in the TikTok experience. And, so we safeguarded it as much as we can. And I still really monitor what he's watching and stuff on there. But, him and I took like a mini mom son vacation here a couple weeks ago. We went up to Edmonton, just him and me, just kind of went and did our own thing. And while we were up there, we decided to go see the upcyclers place. Cause I've never been, I mean, I've followed Dave forever, but I've never been to the zoo. Like huge shout out to the upcycler, He took my son who's just completely enthralled by all of this stuff that he's made out of cutlery. And he's like, well, come here, buddy. Like, let's make something. And they made a keychain and like, stuff like that. So Jackson, of course, has to make a TikTok video about it. And he's also excited to get home and show his friends. And it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Dave is one of my earliest friends on social media. Dave and Donnie.
Beautiful human.
I owed a lot to them.
Yeah, you do. Guys. I've never met Donnie.
Donnie's incredible, going through some shit. I talk to him on the phone often. I talked to Dave yesterday. I had to call him, you know. Every time I get on there, it's been a while since Dave and I talked. Every time I get on there and I see Dave, you know, he's not having a good day. I'm like, that's my buddy. You know, like I go to war for that guy. So like, you know,
absolutely.
You'll see how he's doing. And I try to do that with all my friends on there, you know, like Kylie and Dennis and Anytime, any of that. Absolutely. And you have, there's been times where I've called you, and even some of the other people that, like, you know, I don't talk to anymore. I still hope they're doing good mentally. You know, like, I see some shit and it's like, hey man, I wish I could call that person right now and be like, hey, you good? Right. But like,
yeah,
that's just who I am though. And you know, like Dave and Donnie, man, it all started with that. We were going to be the Alberta boys, right? Like that was going to be our hashtag. We hung out for a weekend. Those guys helped me grow. They were Dave is at, or I am at right now where Dave was when we first started hanging out.
Yeah.
Right. Of course, I'm never.
Dave's an amazing guy.
I don't have.
Well, you never know. You never know. Because stranger things have happened. You get the right video pops off into the algorithm. I mean, like look at Warren and I. We had a million view video just, and all it was a bunch of like, and that was huge for Warren. On my other accounts, I'd had a couple of million view videos, but that was the first one for Warren, and he's been on here for 4 or 5 years. So that was a huge thing for him. You get that million views and it's a big thing. I think getting the million followers though, if you turn into one of those, if you do get your million followers and you turn into one of those creators, you know what I'm talking about, you and I are going to not be friends no more.
I don't think that.
Like I will come to where you live and be like, Richard, sit down. We need to have a chat.
Yeah.
Like to me.
I'd never do that. No. You know, like we've talked about this. I've talked about this with Ben, Notorious Canuck. We've talked about this a couple times with him where, like, you know, he said to me one time, get a little bit of an ego. And I was like, what do you mean? I don't have an ego. And he's like, it's not a bad thing. It's hard not to get an ego with, you know, with all this shit, right? Like, you're getting recognized places. Sure. People see you. Nobody cared who.
Yeah.
I was just some other dude walking through the mall at one point in time. And I will be that guy again. But, like, right now in this chapter of my life, I can't walk through West End Mall. Right. And and it's crazy. And, you know, he's like, there's a bit with that. It would be hard to remain humble. And he's like, you're doing a great job, but like, it's still just a little bit of an ego with it. Right.
See, and I don't see, I don't see it. Like, cause like I said, I've been friends with you since we were well before we were both at 1,000. And I haven't seen that change in you where you've become that big headed person. And we've seen lots of our friends or people we thought were our friends grow multiple massive accounts, and it went straight to their head and straight to their ego. I'm always going to be the same person.
They didn't even have to grow big accounts to become that person, right? You know, I got stabbed in the back by a dude I helped carry. You know, like I carried that dude to fucking where he was, right? Fuck that. You know, like it's not worth my time, right?
It's not worth it. And that's the thing is, and I don't even give it another thought anymore.
No, I do it all
because you know what? Absolutely, I would. There's very few things I would change. I don't think I would have called as many people out, because it is. When you take a break and you take that step back and you look at it, because I was an internet troll, and I look back at all the things that I said and the people that I probably hurt. I think that was, in coming back, I had a lot of apologies to make because I was an internet troll. I picked fights on the internet for free.
Yeah. And I mean, I thought it was funny at times, you know, like there are times where I'm like,
well, there was times where it was
too far.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like there were times, as long as it didn't cross that line, it was fine. It was good. It was funny. Because that's one thing I do think I am fairly funny when I get going on my little tangents and my rants.
You're hilarious.
Well, thank you. but I realized I could also be very mean, and I'm not a mean person. I'm just not. I'm that person that, like, I'll crack a joke. I might make fun of your face, like, because I'm annoyed with you or whatever. Like, I tell Warren all the time, his face is stupid. It's not a stupid face. His face is stupid in that moment that I'm mad at him. But that's my thing. If I'm not making fun of you, if I'm not teasing you and giving you a hard time, there's a good chance I don't like you.
Yeah. That's the way of, like, blue collar. That's the way of the oil field, right?
Yeah.
When your coworkers are teasing you and getting on your ass, right? It's because they trust you enough to know that they can do that. And like, you're not sensitive. You can handle it. And they're going to have fun with it. It's when they stop. Exactly. You got to be worried. It's when, you know, they're not going to hang out with you. They're not going to make fun of you. They're not going to, you know, like best friends, right? Like best friends can cut exactly. each other down and tear each other apart, and they know they're joking, right?
Exactly. Like if I am being nice and quiet and not my most authentic self, odds are one, I'm uncomfortable, and two, I don't like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when I'm uncomfortable in a situation, and you can tell, you've seen it, when I am uncomfortable in a situation, I just kind of step back and I get very quiet. And that says a lot, because I'm not quiet. I have a tiny little body with a big, loud voice.
I love it. It's great. I remember we went to a barbecue, you know, and I mean, like, shit got barbecued that day. Right? Like,
oh yeah,
it wasn't food, right? But like
on a stick.
Oh shit! I was like taken back, you know, like you weren't really all that shy, but like, you know, you were a little quieter, and then like all of a sudden you opened up and it's like boom, and then oh shit, Lindy's here, right? Like,
yeah, you can tell the exact moment Lindy showed up.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
it was awesome.
I did. I was quiet. I was kind of, you know, reading the room, so to speak. And because there was some people there that I had beef with, and still, I'm not going to say have beef with. There's some people that I have blocked, that I don't talk to, and I don't want to. Not because their content doesn't serve me, I guess is what it is. And there are people that don't affect my day-to-day real life. So
yeah.
Why do I need to pay any attention to how they feel about me? I don't, because at the end of the day, they're not my friend.
I had to learn that lesson the hard way on there, right? Where, you know, I kept a lot of people on there and was like social with a lot of people on there whose content didn't serve me anymore. You know what I mean? Like who's maybe their content never did. We're in different groups of people, and I followed back and I kept them around out of, you know, out of respect or out mm-hmm. of, you know, like, I don't know the word I'm looking for. It was just like, I kept them around anyways, because like, you know, it would have been really awkward. It would be just, you know, stop talking.
It wasn't even respect. It was out of like some misguided sense of loyalty that we felt we had to have to these people that were our internet friends. That weren't really our friends.
Misguided. Yeah, there you go. There you go. And then when the shit popped off and when the dust settled and I saw where people stood, right? I'm like, all right, I'm not taking this as sides.
Yep. You know, like, see, and that's what happened.
Block button now. Like, I've never blocked anyone.
Exactly. And all of that happened right at the same time, like when I took my break, because everything was falling apart. My friend groups were all fighting with each other. People that I thought were my friends were revealing their true colors. People that I had no idea showed me who they really were and ended up building some great friendships out of. And then people that I knew all along were in my corner, like you and Casey. We all were just kind of standing there just watching the shrapnel fall. And I was like, this is too much for me. I got to dip for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I utilized that block button. And, you know, like, when I tell you, I utilized that, when I hit the block button and got rid of some people, I didn't see the trashy content there, the drama-filled, trashy content they were putting out anymore.
Exactly.
And it opened up my FYP to some amazing content that I would never have otherwise seen, right? I'm like, wow. Right. Like I found this girl who was from Afghanistan, and she was, she had footage and video proof of soldiers of a certain nation that were, you know, committing war crimes against her people.
Yes.
Right. And she was putting these soldiers away with her footage. And I'm like, no way. Yeah. I got to follow.
And that was awesome. I followed her too.
Yeah. 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 And like, there was a girl who plays the piano just for fun. Her mom was a pianist and she got handed down this piano and she says she wasn't very good, but I went live with her and she's like, I'm not very good. I just play it for fun. And there was like 50 people in my live and like, we had her playing the piano, and now I tell you, she should have been making content with this shit. She made $30 in my live. because, like, hey, that's name a wild. Song, play. They name a song and she just play. Like, man, you need to take this. You need to go live. You need to post videos, get 1,000 followers.
Yeah, go live, here's your jumping off point. This, right? Go. I mean, even if you have to buy your first 1,000 followers, just go. Because and that's the beauty of social media. When you don't interact with those posts, like, do not interact with a post that you do not genuinely like. If you do not love that post, don't hit that like button. Don't comment on it, because it changes your algorithm. And so you get all of these things on there that you don't want to see. And now, I mean, I see pandas falling out of trees. That makes me so happy. I don't know. I see the most ridiculous things now, but I also see some really cool things that I would never have seen otherwise, because my algorithm would only show me that part of the internet, and I didn't. Yep. It doesn't serve me, and I don't see it anymore. That's great.
Yep. I personally, and I've had this conversation, I don't think any of that shit's over. It's coming back at some point. And there's going to be,
I agree. Damage.
But like, I'm going to continue doing what I've always done, and I'm just going to ignore it. Right. I'm just going to,
Me too.
I don't need that. Ben said something to me that was really good. Notorious Canuck. Eminem doesn't go after everybody else for a reason, right? You know, people come at him constantly and he just shuts his mouth, because when the moment he snaps back at them, he's sending them fans. People are
exactly
gonna, like,
you're giving,
like, oh my god,
in replying or even interacting with those people, you're giving them clout and notoriety that they otherwise wouldn't get, and it's just not worth it. I risk myself personally, I will not interact with any of them anymore, anything negative on the app, because in coming back this time, my experience is totally positive. I don't get any hate comments on my video, and even if I do, I might get one or two, like, most of them are, you know, that don't know when they're defending poor old Warren. So those ones always make me laugh.
Where'd she go?
Is it you that's me breaking up, or
she
you
come back? She disappeared. She go. Just having trouble connecting.
I can see you. Can you see me?
Let's
it's you.
Like this. Boom. Come on back now.
Yeah. It was you that was having the issue. Oh, where'd you go, Richard?
We're off to Never Land.
There you go.
Recording. Is she here?
Yes, we're recording. Can you see
Come
me? I can see you.
Back. That's still recording.
Can you see me? I can
That's
see
what
you.
Editing's for. Part we don't edit, we just leave it in. Oh dear.
Can you see me?
Miss Lindy, where'd you go? Oh,
I'm here.
She's back.
That was weird. I just shut my camera off and turned it back on, and here I am.
Nah. Hell yeah. No, it's been an interesting 4 years. I can say that.
Yes,
it's
has.
Been,
it
the
has.
Internet's a wild ride.
It is. I mean, it's a wild ride. But like everything else, your experience is what you make of it.
Hell yeah.
Like, I've learned, I've grown a lot as a person in the last 3 years. I've changed a lot of my views on things, and I just don't interact with things that don't serve me anymore.
Hell yeah.
My kids actually grounded me and brought me back down to earth. Like, after getting doxxed and everything posted on the internet, it was my middle son that was like, okay, mom, like, this is enough now. So it did. That stops you dead in your tracks. Like, when you get called out by one of your kids who at the time was like 9 or 10 years old, that stops you dead in your tracks really quick. Because they're smart.
Yeah, they sure are.
A lot of times they're smarter than we are. So
they definitely
changed things for me.
I know my daughter is smarter than me. She can do more on an iPad than I ever will or ever could.
trust me, I'm screwed at 8:30 at night when tech support goes to bed. Like if I break my phone or my iPad, I gotta wait till tech support gets home from school the next day to help me out.
Ugh, it's brutal. Lindy, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. It's 10 o'clock.
Yes, it
and
is.
And I'm so grateful that you have donated your time to come on the podcast. And
as always, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Richard. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
I love that. I love chatting with you. I love chatting with you. And we gotta do it more. We used to call on.
We do.
This
we used to talk once a week for sure.
Oh, sometimes more. But this year, since November, I have worked a lot of night shifts. I've mostly been on nights from November to now. And like that's been hard mentally. It's been hard physically. Yep. You know, getting switched over to days for a few days and back to nights and just trying to, you know, we haven't missed the day of the podcast. Despite that, you know, there are days where like I'll get back and I'll have to record in the morning after working all night, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just keeping up and shit like that, right? And so, you know, I don't really get to talk to anyone. I have 90 unread text messages right now on my phone, right? And so,
I believe
you know, I get back to my boss, dispatch, and my wife, right? And my mom once in a while when I can, right? And
see, like, and I'm the same way. Anybody that knows me knows the biggest lie I will ever tell you is, I'll call you right back because I never do. Like I'll remember, but you're also been victim to that. I'll call you right back. And then like 7 to 10 business days, I'll remember and I'll be like, oh shit, sorry. I forgot to tell you, call you back. No, what was I saying? And I expect you to remember where I was in the conversation. Yeah.
Of course. So Chris and I had that conversation a lot.
I love her.
She'll text me like 4 days after we called. She's like, hey, are you ever going to call me back? It's like, oh, shit. Yeah, I'll call you back.
Yes.
And then, like, another week goes by, and then I call her back. Hey, you know, like, what's up? So.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She is. So, I usually end the podcast by asking, you know, the Mount Rushmore question, right? Like, you've listened, you know? So, if you could have your own Mount Rushmore, four of the most influential people that you look up to, inspire to be there, or that have inspired you, who would they be and why?
My mom. And anybody who knows my relationship with my mom, that's a big thing because my mom and I are like fire and gasoline. But at the end of the day, my mom is my ride or die. That's a tough question, Richard.
It is
a really tough question, and I knew you were gonna ask me this, and I should have been more better prepared for it because there's a lot of people I admire and I look up to. Beth Dutton, fictional character. Yeah, I can use that. Beth Dutton.
You could use who? Oh, Beth Dutton. Oh, badass.
Absolutely, right? I'm a little bit Beth Dutton some days. Yeah,
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. My mom for sure. Beth Dutton. Two more. Well, you, Richard.
Oh shit. I love when people say that. I'm gonna lie. You barely look at me though, like this much.
Like this much. Like if I put on heels, you're looking up to me. And my kids, like all three of my kids, if I could morph them into one little spot, all three of my kids.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. They're what keeps me going. Kids,
oh my God. My kids sometimes what keeps me from going, you know, I can't move today. It's their fault.
That too.
I got gray hairs. That too. It's their fault. I found grays in the mustache the other day.
Oh no. Just for men. It'll clear that right up.
I'm going to enjoy aging gracefully. Like, you know, like if I have to get grays in the mustache, I got to get grays in the mustache. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting old. It's all good.
There's a lot of grays in here. And that's why it's the color that it is, because there's a lot of grays in there. And that comes from motherhood.
We're going to be fucking amazing elderly people. Like, I'm looking forward to my early bird specials.
Oh, right. Like, fuck yeah. Eat dinner at 4 o'clock Like watch Matlock
do
and go
that
to
now,
bed.
anyways.
Like that's where, yeah, that's true. We
Oh
do.
my God,
But that like that's
Matlock.
where it's at.
Yes.
Matlock.
Is it
Golden
Matlock or
Girls.
is it Judge Judy?
Ooh. Judge Judy was a good,
I
I liked her.
liked her
Also
too.
like Judge Joe Brown.
Judge Joe Brown was the shit.
Yeah,
Judge
right?
Joe Brown, Judge Judy, and there was another one. Fucking shit, I can't remember his name.
I know who you're talking
Ow.
about.
Yeah, there was three of them or four of
The
them. I don't
People's
remember.
Court?
People's
People's
Court. Oh,
Court?
People's
Fuck
Court.
yeah.
Yeah. Fuck,
Right?
we're old. Man, we're getting
Yeah, we
old.
are. We
Damn.
are Campbell's chicken soup, saltine crackers and ginger ale with a TV remote all by ourselves home from school sick with Bob Barker to keep us entertained. That's how old we are.
Drew Carey as well, like not on that same show, but the Drew Carey show came in afterwards. But also, like, yeah, we watched The Price is Right, but
Yeah.
also we watched Maury. We watched the lie detector
Oh,
test determine
yes.
that was a lie.
That was a
You
lie.
are not the father, right? Like,
I
those
love
were
it.
sick days. And then my stepmother, she'd be watching Young and the Restless, and I'd just be like, yo, Victor Newman over here, what's up?
I tell you what, Stefano D'Amara terrorized the Desperate Housewives of the 90s forever. Like, there wasn't a stay-at-home housewife in the 80s and 90s that didn't know Stefano D'Amara and watched that man die 64 times.
Yo, Coronation Street? You watch Coronation Street?
I actually, you know what's funny, as I used to.
I love Coronation Street. I stopped watching it
Yeah.
a few years ago. I don't know if Casey watches
Yeah.
it anymore either.
I used to
Coronation
watch it. Like
Street.
growing up on the farm, we had three channels. So like that was your Sunday. You watched 4 hours of Coronation Street and then yeah.
Fuck yeah. Well, Lindy, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks for taking us down
it
like memory lane there at the end here. Like, I
Welcome.
feel
Well,
old.
thanks
My
for
hips are
having
hurting just
me.
thinking about this.
I
Yeah,
know. It's
no.
time to go put on some Bengay and pop an Advil and go to bed.
Oh my God, take a heartburn medication. I don't have heartburn, but I just know it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming, and I'm going to be proactive about it, right? So,
Absolutely.
Liddy, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome. And hey, stay frosty.
Absolutely. See ya.
Hell yeah. Play this.